Hi, folks. We're coming up to the 12 o'clock hour, 1 hour left, and we're talking to Professor Morgan Reynolds about no planes. Now, what he is giving you is a total analysis of factors that show that planes don't do these things that they claimed that had happened on September 11th. And it took all the way to 2007 for this to really reach our ears. There have been people saying that. There have been information out there that people have equated that, according to what I heard, going all the way back to September 11th, there was very suspicious circumstances with the Pennsylvania flight and the situation with the one in the Pentagon where there were no pictures and no this and no that. But then I know someone, and I know some other people that knew people that were there, that had gotten pictures and that were there. And the bottom line is that they said it was no plane, you know, in the Pentagon. Now, what did this? You know, we're going through the theory of looking into factors. Now, Professor Jones had come up with a theory of thermite, and I wanted to ask Professor Reynolds about that, if he could. I don't know, this is not your area, but you heard the thermite issue. What is your opinion of that?
It's a very low opinion of that. To look at thermite as a steel cutter, and you can buy it on eBay, all right? And it could not account for the principal effects that we, in fact, all the effects that we see in destroying the Twin Towers as well as other WTC buildings.
But special weapons could account. Star War-type weapons. For instance, they have this thing, I call it, let's say, single white males. It's actually WMS. WM is a Mary, NS. It's a weather modification system. There was a patent for this. Patent U.S. patent number is 576228, and it's the use of artificial satellites that orbit our planet currently. Okay, and these things are out there. There was reports of them filed going as far back as June of 1995. These SWMS, which is on my site, by the way, the integritynews.wetpaint.com, are satellites that are used to harness solar energy and modify it, and it gives off thermite, and it can also change the Earth's atmosphere. Now, these weather modification units can store up, build up a large part of energy, and this energy can be redirected for weather, and they can be also a non-weather-related application that can create high concentrated levels of electricity and energy, solar winds, all types of different types of things. It can also cause greenhouse effect from this satellite. And they were talking even in this that it had the capacity, for example, to cause massive flooding. That in one case, they were talking about killing up to 50,000 people. Now, this is a part of this Star War technology that they had put together out there for so long. And because of there was alluded to by Professor Jones, thermite, and other elements to this, there could be a possibility that the redirection of this energy from the solar satellite could have came down, hit these areas, and caused these holes. We'll be back when we come back from the break, and we have a caller.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Talking with Professor Reynolds here. We got Ira up, and as I said, I'm reading this stuff on this satellite, and you think of this in the wrong hands. Wrong hands. People thinking of the fact that they can control people here on this planet, play games with us. They can even make us think that aliens are doing this. Because the thing is, they have this technology out there. Taking a satellite and taking and redirecting the beam of sunlight, you can create a laser effect on this planet. You can take and modify these things to use this for for any type of mechanism down here. And then, like I said, it could disintegrate things. Now, the only factor that still remains is the issue of people in the World Trade Center that were in the buildings claiming they saw planes flying towards the building. And I'm going to have those people on my show next week. Now, the bottom line is some people see things and it's not there, but then other people have vivid memory of something that is horrific. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because during this time of this hellish situation that we went through in this country, we also had a test flight go up, one of those missions, and it crashed, you remember? And during the time this thing was up in the upper atmosphere, it said something about one of the heat panels or something fell off or whatever it was that caused this thing to start tumbling towards the earth, disintegrating, and then crashing in parts all over the planet in certain spots. But the thing was that when this happened, similar to what happened in Pennsylvania, similar to happened to these other sites, they were telling people not to go out and pick up any of this material. They in fact, threatened people if they came and picked up any of this material, they would have been arrested. Now, what if? What if this satellite that I'm reading here about actually tipped, this, hit, or whatever, the side of this launch that we had and caused that to have a hole in it and caused it to hurtle towards the planet. And to cover up the thing, it made it, they came up with this other theory, an equation that made no sense. See, when any time you have people out there telling people that if they find anything on the site or any evidence or whatever, if they touch it, they're threatened to huge amounts of fines and arrests. Then that means that they know something and they're trying to cover it up. And I feel very strong that they have this technology out there and they're using it to the hilt against us. We already know about Tesla's experiments and how they worked. We know about HARP. We know about Gwen. We know about ELF waves, EMF, all these different types of sound frequency, heat frequency signatures they have from these devices, all a part of this Star Wars. And now we're looking at 9/11, and we're looking at buildings that just don't make sense for planes. We're looking at holes in the Pentagon that are circular. They're in such a circle that there is absolutely nothing. I don't even care if it was a missile that blew up or a detonation charge. It would still be jagged residue going up or burn marks somewhere around, and there would also be some type of burn shear marks to the grass on the ground of the Pentagon. That was not there. And then the same thing in Pennsylvania, big, huge hole, but the hole was kind of a strange hole because it went down. You don't see anything like a hole that goes all the way straight down in the ground. It goes down in kind of like a funnel type thing, a partial funnel. And then you see something off the sides that look like very small wings, not big wings, and there is absolutely no debris, nothing. Now, I'm saying these things because it does not make logical sense. I'm not talking to a professor here that deals with the physics of things. I'm talking about logic. I'm talking to Ira, and Ira is talking to people here. He was in the area of New York and talking to people, and they were questioning, too, what was being seen because, again, you had a huge vapor of dust coming down off of these buildings. You had people on the ground, and as I was saying last week, to look up, and you see this dust falling on you, what are you going to be looking up at? Why would you look up and take in and inhale all this more dust and debris? And what are you going to see beyond that unless you have the eyes of Superman? So the bottom line is all these things that are being said to us, and then these gag orders and these other lies and these other perpetrations, it's a keg of worms that, again, equates what I've been saying all along. We don't need to look at this anymore. We need to start action and sue? Because, again, your tax dollar is going to these Star War weapons that are being used against us. Now, they have had in the Midwest this last weekend huge, horrific storms of tornadoes, damaging winds, rain, unstoppable. And then in the same article I'm reading about this satellite stuff, by the way, in HARP, they said in 1993 in the Chicagoland area, they put this type of equipment here in Illinois. It says in here, last summer, Midwest flooding was probably no accident either. An unusual shift in the jet stream acting as a barrier causing floods. And this was in Newsweek in 1993. And then there was another article in the New York Times talking about the normal flow of the weather patterns from the east to west were being changed in the New York Times. This is when papers were papers. They were reporting this stuff then, and then they were talking about ELF. All these things were there in 1993 when we had somewhat of a media, because I know I used to throw things back in the past in there, because the thing was that I could report things, and that's why I'm on this broadcast now. They don't take information, and they don't look into it, and don't investigate. So that's why right here, right now, I'm saying to people listening, if you're sitting in a town and city, and your heat in your town and city is 90 degrees or greater, start calling the White House and asking them, are you using HARP? Are you using this satellite technology, this stuff that was created for Star Wars against us? You're using my tax dollar. Why are you using my tax dollar to harm me? Why are these storm patterns like this? Who is controlling it? They can even make a situation where, just like in that movie, when they had those so-called space invasions, they can make you believe. Make you believe aliens are coming down to take over the planet when it's actually them. Because the bottom line is they have the technology available. Now, Professor, you know that they have this technology. Dr. Wood knows that they have the capacity. I worked in various laboratories, and I worked for Boeing International. I worked for Allen Aircraft. I worked for United Airlines. And the bottom line, this stuff is there. Now, the thing is that if our tax dollars are being used to generate this type of death-defying, weather-making, destructive type of material that is not only destroying us, our planet, we're missing species of bees right now. We're missing plant life because of this intense heat. What is it that we can do? Because on the level of your profession, Professor, you also deal with the law. What is it that we can do? You filed a lawsuit. I filed one. Multitudes of whistleblowers have filed lawsuits, and the criminals are in the judicial system heavy as all beans. Now, to take action, what do we have to do? Because, again, we can look at the equations of what the effect is. We can look at the equation of what happened and what should have been investigated in 2001, which was not. A lie that Bin Laden was involved with this. And now we're here today, right here today, with 100-degree temperatures, 90-degree temperatures all over. Very suspicious weather activities, and we know from the pictures we're seeing that we're looking at very sophisticated equipment being used, and it's not from alien technology. It's from here, now, here. What can we do, Professor?
Deanne, we can learn something, okay? That's why I came on, to talk about no planes, all right? And Ira suggested I don't have all the answers, which is true. But let's take a look at what I do have. Physical proof that the official conspiracy theory is completely false regarding planes.
Again, stop you here for a minute. We're going to break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line-out and external line-in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio. You get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hi, we're back. We're here live, 800-313-9443. We have John on the line, John from Arkansas. John, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
Hi, Deanna. Greetings from Clinton, Texas. I just want to add one thing. When everybody keeps talking about thermite, space aliens, and laser beams, and holographical missiles, the bottom line is building number one and building number two and building number seven at the World Trade Center. Look who benefited from the destruction of those buildings. When the dust was settled, pardon the pun, look who benefited. It's not about 19 hijackers, not a single one from Iraq or Afghanistan. It's not about surveillance camera mounted all over the World Trade Center. It's not about the people who were standing in the middle of the windows when the plane struck or still on their phones and cell phones. It's about who benefited. Let's not call the name out. Just the initials, Larry Silverstein.
Well, he's one of the beneficiaries.
Well, look who did benefit. We have Silverstein buying the buildings just before that happened, correct?
Yeah.
And then we have a situation of Lloyd's in London that were on the verge of going bankrupt from the 1993 disaster. They benefited because with that disaster, they were brought solvent again. Then you have a situation currently where you have the purchase of the Dow Jones going on, which is similar to what happened when Silverstein took over the towers currently. Now, does that mean we're going to look at maybe in Chicago, the Mercantile Exchange or Stock Exchange blowing up from some of these satellite-type weapons that they have? Now, again, the equation is you follow the money. Who had the financial gain from this? Now, at the time when this thing happened in New York, there was a huge amount of money that was moved on the stock exchange. Huge amount. They talk about it, and it disappears, and it disintegrates from the press and our minds. But that was the main level that you look at in if you're looking at the forensic level of who, what, and where did. Now, we already have the possibility of the mechanism used. We have the theory based on physics, which was given by Professor Wood and Professor Reynolds and all, and Professor Ron Larson and various other people have had on my broadcast. They have done the forensic of all these things, the scenario, what was the physics around it. So, again, it takes money to do this. It isn't an equation that people just do this. I walk down the street scratching my head like a Unabomber and just saying, oh, okay, let me go and, you know, let me take out the World Trade Center like Bin Laden, who had maybe several million dollars. But we're talking trillions of dollars, trillions and zillions of dollars. Now, where do the trillions and zillions of dollars exist? All of a sudden, money disappeared out of the Pentagon just the day before. Trillions of dollars disappeared out of the Pentagon, and then all of a sudden this huge disaster happened. Just recently, they lost some more Pentagon money, okay? Lost Pentagon money, then you have the purchase of the Dow Jones, then you have these movie settings going on at certain places, and then they take pictures of these certain buildings, and lo and behold, what happens? These buildings disappear or something happens, and this, that, and the other. Then what they do, too, if you talk about it, then they start killing off people in the Patriot community. It's not a conspiracy or some type of thing with aluminum foil or something that, you know, people equate as a nut. I knew when my dad was in the press, he had a list of the people that were killed, car crashes, people fell off a car, out of cars and died mysteriously and stuff, and the press even knew that they were being murdered. A friend of my father was Dorothy Kilgallen. She was murdered. And her husband died not too long of that, after her death of suicide. They don't talk about those things. The thing is, if you see, they kill. If you know, they kill. And the thing is that this stuff needs to stop because, again, they cannot do this stuff unless it's backed by the dollar we give them. We don't have money to give armor to the people in the military that are allegedly fighting this war. We don't have money for the food or water because we have a conflict of interest in the government where Halliburton is getting funded directly from the government to provide these things, and then the back source of the money that they get goes back to the people that are on the board that happen to be in the White House, which is a conflict of interest. Again, I worked in Friedman and Colvin, which was the second largest law firm in conflict of interest. That's what I did there, 250 attorneys. I also worked in the court system. It's conflict of interest. I was told here by the so-called Northern District Seventh Circuit that I'm not allowed to file any case in my behalf because I'm acting as attorney, which is against constitutional law. Again, tax dollars, my tax dollars are going to support them to sit in this office. So now we need to turn our equations from the physics, the levels that we're looking at. We need to change this around and point it in the direction of doing the physics of what is wrong with the judicial system and looking at the physical aspect of that and the physical method of correcting this nightmare. If we don't correct it, then what are we going to do? The next thing we'll see is aliens taking out buildings and then coming up with new gods. We'll be back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
It's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside. In other places, but the horns, they blowing that sound way on down south. Way on down south, London town. Out Guitar George, he knows all the chords.
Hi, we're back, and it was Late Night with Deanne. I kind of went off subject a bit, but not really, because this is some things that you need to know about. And I got a call, and John, hold on for a minute. Ira, I hope you're still out there. And Mark, call back. And we got Jake. Jake, you have a question for us here?
Dan, great show as usual.
Oh, thank you, Jake.
Dr. Morgan, it's an honor and a privilege to speak with you. I'm an associate member of Scholars for Land 11 Truth and pen pals with Dr. Fetzer. So I'm very familiar with all of your work, and it's very impressive. This exposure of what didn't happen, I think maybe the most important thing has been done in a long time, to where people without technical education can understand what didn't happen. It's wonderful. I have one question for you. There was apparently the engine of a 737 landed on a sidewalk there in New York, a couple of blocks from the World Trade Center, and was later identified as coming from a 737, not a 767. And this is the one thing that I'm having trouble integrating into the whole problem of not having any planes there at all. Other than that, I would tend to agree with you that no planes were involved. But the situation of this smoking engine being there on the sidewalk and many pictures being taken of it, it causes me a problem with that. Can you help me?
Yes. Go to my website, and Dr. Judy Wood and I prove actually it's the landing gear under a tarp at Church in Murray. But there was apparently experts identified it as a turbine fan off a 737 engine.
Uh-huh.
So that, of course, is inconsistent with a 767, which is the official story. So it's obviously a planted part. And we do deal with some of these planted parts. So at Shanksville, by the way, they never did plant any parts because there was no airplane debris. But let me make a more general point. But so you might find the answer on our website regarding fabricated evidence. Ira was suggesting that I don't have all the answers. True. But I have the physical analysis to prove that no airliners crashed at any of the four sites. How important is this? This is not just a narrow point. Number one, without any airliner crashes, number two follows. There were no hijackers. And number three, the perpetrators need the hijacker myth to spawn their wars of terror, to profit Larry Silverstein, and all the other good things that go with it. So this is absolutely critical. And we've lost the thread here where Diane went off on different points. And I don't even know where to resume, but if an airplane, an aluminum airplane, flew into a – here's maybe the short way to do it.
Well, I agree
imagine,
with you. I
imagine
agree with you
that,
on all that.
A tower simply toppled over on a parked Boeing 767, okay? What would happen to the building and what would happen to the plane? Obviously, the plane would be completely destroyed. The building might have a good deal of recognizable integrity. So the point is, if an aluminum airliner flew into a tower, its score would be building 100, plane 2.
I don't disagree with you, Doctor. The point I'm making, I actually went to school with some of the people who were involved in building the World Trade Centers in the early 90s.
Oh, that's
and
good. Yeah.
They explained to me that these things were built to withstand multiple hits by airliners, 200-mile-an-hour winds, and a nuclear blast within 5 miles.
Right.
They didn't fall down.
Strongest buildings in the world.
But the point, I think the point of the 737 engine is that it could not have come from a 767, number one. And I say may because nobody really knows exactly what happened, but it may have come from another plane that was flown into one or both of the buildings.
No, that's impossible. that's what I've been trying to do with this show, is show you that the evidence and the logic are completely inconsistent with that proposition.
Well,
I'm
not saying the plane had any effect on causing the building to collapse.
Well, what evidence would you offer that a plane crashed?
I don't see it. I really don't. But that's the only problem.
There is none. What people are down to are so eyewitness stories. I heard about somebody who thought they saw a plane, and then the fake videos. Every video you can disprove.
Loud and clear.
The sound quality is very poor.
Yes, I agree with you, Dr.
Okay. All right. I had problems with my equipment here, but there was a gentleman that was on the 90th floor of the Twin Towers, and he saw out of the window, along with the other occupants, a plane flying towards the building. He was on the 90th floor, and half of the people that he was with went to the roof because at the time that was going on, he told in his story, his view of what happened with others, that there was a helicopter that landed on the top of the Trade Center with 13 people that were in the 1993 disaster. The same 13 went down to try to fix the elevators with heavy tanks on their back. They went down, and then because the people on the 90th floor knew this plane seared through, they took a chance and went to the roof, half of them. This other gentleman and the other half decided not to go with them and took the stairs, and they were the ones that survived. I knew another woman that worked in Westlaw, and she was in the elevator shaft and ended up downstairs. And there was also a police officer who I had on the show as well. And these people all equated to see some sort of plane flying toward the center. So the thing is that because it was a war game going on, I would imagine that they had so many planes up there, people didn't know what was going on. And if there was something that people were seeing, I think if I'm sitting in a building, I would know a plane if I saw it. But then if it was modified into maybe another type of thing, like a drone missile or something like that, maybe I would not know if it was a plane, but something definitely was seen by people inside the building on the higher level floors, and they equated it to being a plane. Now, Professor Reynolds, what do you say about that?
Name the person. Bring them to...
He's going to be on the show next week. He's out of town right now.
Nobody survived from the 90th floor.
There were people that survived from the higher floors that hit the stairwell, and they were able to get out of the building. And there were other people that went to the roof, and there was actually three helicopters up there, one of them was the NBC.
About whether you believe somebody was there, whether you can prove it, etc. What we can prove are the physics of this. No plane collided with the tower. I've already given you.
I didn't say it was a plane. I said something. They saw.
Can I say something, please? It would not matter whether a plane hit the towers or not. A plane striking the towers could not possibly, in anybody's wildest dream, cause any of those buildings to collapse into their footprint.
Right.
That is absolutely impossible.
I agree with you.
The planes matter mightily because the whole war on terror is based on a plane hijacked scenario attacking the homeland.
But the thing is, again, as I told you, I'm standing firm on that because I filed a lawsuit out there, and two of the people that were involved were arrested by DEA. I was in the office out in Palos Hills. And a gentleman was running a flight school out of that office tied to those two different flight schools. That one was in Florida, and the other one was at another location. And this guy was arrested in 2002, and he was my former business partner. Now, Muhammad Atta called in on that line, and I know that they had these people training for flight school. But they were also working for I would say, inside government agencies, because the government out here refused to investigate.
Well, as Dr. Reynolds has pointed out, the first plane, if there were a plane and it did hit the building, it would not have made a mark on the building or a hole, as is shown in the photograph.
And it wouldn't disappear, you know. With,
yeah, but the
also, flight number, the other flight that hit, the second flight that hit, performed an impossible maneuver before striking
indeed.
The building.
Indeed, but then everybody saw that based on visual pictures that were given by the news media. And we don't know where those films came from. We don't know if they're even accurate.
Exactly.
But the whole issue is, again, going past all these equations, we have enough information here that in 2007 that opens up the door for an investigation. And there's got to be someone here, somewhere around, that can do the physical equation of what we can do to make this judicial system work.
Well, I think Dr. Fetzer is working on that. And I'm playing devil's advocate here, Dr. Reynolds. I'm not disagreeing with you. the problem is, and the Webb Perry did a lot of work in on with pixels to show that some of this was engineered, and I kind of agree with a lot of her conclusions in that what we saw on television may have had nothing to do with what actually happened in New York.
No.
But I haven't completely ruled out the possibility that some 737s modified for the military by a military contractor, and it slips my mind now which one it is, Raytheon modified several of these 737s for military applications, and we don't know what the military applications were. So there are some things that indicate that they may have been actually flown into the buildings, which could have been what the people saw, not the airliners.
The physics you're proposing and the evidence, it's impossible for you to maintain that a Boeing 737 went in there. How did it, go through butter smooth, no deceleration? And
oh, no, I'm not talking about...
Hello? Hello? Hello?
What I'm and I don't know whether this is true or not. I'm suggesting the possibility that 737s not shown on the television could have been flown into these buildings by remote control and caused some explosions that people saw, which could explain, rather than calling the eyewitnesses liars, it could explain what actually happened. But it would not have contributed to the collapse of the buildings.
We need to return to the physics of this and not try to account for diverse alleged eyewitness testimony, okay? If we go to the end of my slideshow, I take up the question, why wouldn't they use real planes? This is one of the many objections, okay? And the reason really boils down to they would want to keep it simple, stupid, because too many things could and would go wrong with real suicide planes or remote controlled planes. First of all, no planes eliminates the need for a DOD stand down order, which will never show up. Okay, there's no risk of interceptions by rogue patriots in the military. Right? Am I on?
I can hear you, Doctor.
Okay. Furthermore, it would be very easy, of course, to miss a tower, crash in the wrong place, and therefore the fraud would be exposed. Even if they could hit the towers, the perps knew the physics of fragile planes, aluminum planes, crashing into steel towers. And what would happen? That wouldn't be the PSYOP effect they were looking for. They wouldn't have the shock, awe, fear, disorientation they were looking for, because an aluminum plane, it would be pathetic. It would just simply crumple and tear and hardly penetrate. It would make a nice jet fuel fire. And furthermore, the outsiders would discover these faked airliners had missing hijackers, etc. It wouldn't. The PSYOP goal made the special effects, in other words, fakery, vastly superior to real crashes, because what did they want? They wanted to convince a traumatized America that hijacked airliners crashed, and jet fuel fires caused the WTC destruction. So they had to distract America from the real causes, which, of course, such disintegration and dustification and molecular dissociation could only have been accomplished by the U.S. military-industrial intelligence complex.
On that,
they had a new toy
that
they showed the world they could use.
Okay, I have to stop you here for one moment, and thank you for calling in. We have another caller.
Thank you, Dan. I will get out the...
Hello? Kathy in Texas. Kathy, are you there?
Yeah,
uh-huh. Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Thanks for having Dr. Morgan, Professor Morgan, on the air.
Oh, you're welcome.
Are you going,
going to
a break?
To break. And as soon as we get back, well, you got your question up. And we'll be back. Callers 800-313-9443.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful, a miracle. Oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, they'd be singing so happily, oh, joyfully, oh, playfully, watching me. But then they
back, and we're here with Professor Reynolds, and we have Susan. Susan, you had a question for the professor?
Actually, Susan's my sister. My name's Kathy.
Oh, Kathy, I'm sorry. I must have ESP. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm really, you know, Professor Reynolds, your evidence, your research is so compelling. I mean, just that photograph of that building sliding in like butter, the plane going into the building, it's just, it's so obvious. When you really look at the photograph, like you say, you look at the evidence. And, of course, Dr. Judy Wood's website with all her evidence. But I wanted to ask you, first of all, there's a case that's been unsealed, and I wanted you to comment on that. And then also, could you repeat again your website?
Okay, thank you, Kathy. My website is nomoregames, one word, nomoregames.net. And, of course, I've got a good deal of 9/11 material there, including no planes. Okay, regarding the federal case that has been unsealed in the Southern District of New York, with the good offices of Jerry V. Liepart, an activist attorney in Connecticut, I have filed a complaint with the federal courts claiming it's a so-called Key Tam case, which is basically a whistleblower type legislation. I have filed a complaint that the contractors with NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, in their work in 9/11, the destruction of the Twin Towers, have defrauded the government, have defrauded NIST by doing bogus animations and bogus physical analysis of the alleged plane hits on both towers. So it's really a no-plane suit, and I'm going to prove in court that these guys are traitors in effect, okay? And, of course, they did it for the money and the power, but they use completely phony physics and to claim that airliners went in there. So isn't this going to be delicious? I hope we can surmount the hurdles to get these contractors like ARA, SAIC, Boeing, American Airlines, United Airlines in court, and this has the potential to bring down the whole sorry corrupt house.
Well, I've got to stop you here again. We're going to break. Thank you, Susan, for your question, and we'll be back. That call is 800-313-9443. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought the show was still on. It was closing, and I thank you, listeners, for tuning in. John, I'm sorry you didn't have enough of you out there. Professor, thank you for coming on. I'd like to have you back again. And good night, all. We'll be back next week.